worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
I'm going to sign the waiver as Ronald McDonald. Then what will you do?
Mickey.
I haven't killed you yet.
And Lazy E.
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable getting brain surgery with a guy with like a mom tattoo across the forehead.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Bang, bang! It's a freak accident. I'm Mick Foley.
That's Cactus Jack. Come on.
Shut up. It's one of Mick Foley's alter
it's
egos.
It's one of his faces. The faces of Foley.
Right, yeah. This is one of his many. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco. That is Lazy E right there.
I've heard of the weirdest movie of all time today. It's coming out.
I love his teases. It just reaches right under your undercarriage and pokes you.
He's
in the ticklish
so
spot. That's Mickey. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
She's here. What's this, like 5 weeks in a row now?
No.
Well, although last week may not count, because last week was the best of.
Yeah, we'll give it to her.
Nah.
Four.
I may not have shown up last week.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, you were on. I listened to the best of. You were there.
Yeah. So technically, this is like 5 weeks in a row.
I know.
Wild.
Huge.
Huge. The biggestest podcast on the internet is what you're listening to right now. Again, A Freak Accident. The website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, and the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. As always, the best of the best topics lined up for us to discuss with you today.
Of course.
And we're just going to bring it to you in the littest manner possible.
Don't do
the
that.
The best way. We're just going to
Yeah, that's for saying lit.
I'm a little sick or getting over being sick. It was like a one-day flu kind of thing. It was weird. I mean, Hello Nurse and I went to Canada. We were in Niagara Falls, Canada, specifically, which is basically just upstate New York. But we were there. It was a great time. But I was joking around. I said, Justin Trudeau is mad because Trump insulted him. So Canada is sending American tourists back with diseases now. So
he's bringing in all that Canadian flu.
Yeah.
It's like Canadian bacon. It's just a cold.
We bring in those American dollars, which is worth a lot more than the Canadian dollar.
What is it, like 50 cents
It's
more?
Like the Canadian dollar is, no, it takes, how would this work? The Canadian dollar is 75% of the American dollar.
So there's 75 cents to a dollar.
Basically, yeah.
All right, so it's not that much.
Yeah,
it's a quarter.
That's one-fourth. It's a pretty decent amount.
Good math.
I know. I just said before we started the show that my head was filled with math today, and now it just seems like it's all gone, and it's just floating away. It's floating. See, the teeter-totter went back in the opposite direction that we were talking about. We explained that my brain is like one of those old wave lamps where it just sloshes back and forth.
It's like, good idea, there it goes.
Yeah, the thoughts come and they go, and then they come and they go, but nothing is ever permanent.
You know what is permanent?
It was a nice vacation, though, in Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's good.
It was great, yeah. You know that Canada's really cheap?
Like, in general?
Yeah. Well, not only is their money worth less than ours, but they also charge you a buck to leave.
Oh.
Yeah, they charge you money to come in your car, and then also money to leave on foot. Doesn't cost anything to come in and out of America.
Oh, beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But Americans are the ones who are money hungry.
Oh. Uh-oh. Your political Crisco is
showing. Yeah, let's change subject.
What? Yeah. Like that movie I'm talking about.
Yeah. Is that what you were going to say? What the one thing that is permanent is the weirdness of this movie.
This weirdness of this movie.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Radio faux pas.
Yeah, I know.
Or audio.
You told me that I got to be up for this Google thing, and my poor phone is going to die, so.
Do you need a charger? I have chargers for my chargers. Like, I can get you a charger.
No, my phone is overloaded. It's going to explode and like die.
I'm going to.
This is the most interneting Mickey's ever done on her phone ever.
We have to bring something in as a punishment for leaving your phone on.
Yeah, right? Because that's like anytime you're doing anything with audio broadcasting and recording, whether it's radio, whether it's podcasting, whether it's music recording, You don't go into the booth with your phone on.
I totally have.
Of course. That's why your bands have done so well.
Exhibit A. Exhibit B. QED. Okay.
All right. After I was rudely interrupted by Mickey's phone, the movie, it actually came out in like small releases. Have you guys seen the movie Constipation?
Oh, no. Where is this going?
No, it's a movie.
This is going to be a joke. I can tell right now. And already I know there's a punchline.
Have you seen the movie Constipation?
No.
It's because it hasn't come out yet.
With this one.
No.
I should have known even before,
like when he kept insisting on going back to it.
Yeah.
I should have known then that it was just going to end up being another Hong Kong joke. I don't know what that was. Squeaky wheel?
The broken Hong Kong.
Yeah. There's been so many zingers that it's just broken now.
Right, yeah.
That was good.
There have been plenty of zingers.
That was perfect.
It was something.
No, it was great.
Perfect is a mighty strong word.
Excellent?
Okay, it was excellent. It was pretty excellent.
Excellently perfection.
I'm just picturing him on, like, jokes.com every Wednesday before we meet up here to record, and he's just like, which one can I use today?
Totally honest, before we were recording and you were looking something up, I went on my phone, and on Facebook, it was the first post I saw. It was like, so I had to come up with a reason.
I thought you were going to say you Googled poop jokes, and that was the one that came up.
No. That one was perfect.
Oh. Guarantee you search the history on his computer, that's what you find. It's like embarrassing joke websites. Most people would be afraid about, you know, pornography, piracy. He's probably afraid of people finding out about the childish joke websites that he's on all the time.
I'm not embarrassed about that. I will advocate. There's tons of Facebook groups I belong to.
Genius.
It is. It was a great one. All right, yeah. That was great. Yeah. You're turning. That lava lamp of a head is starting to go, perfection.
Now it's a lava lamp.
Yeah.
At least it generates heat.
Yeah, it goes up and down with ideas. It's like, bloop, 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 bloop. There it is. Oh, bloop, bloop,
and it's
bloop,
incredibly
bloop.
Slow moving.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And it's kind of hypnotic.
No.
Nah, no. That's kind of lost.
What?
That's kind of lost.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Where am I? Oh, a freak accident, right.
There's that lava lamp again. It's back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had a good trip, though.
Jeez.
Illnesses aside.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Hello, Nurse is on death's door now, though.
Great.
Me, I've retreated to death's front yard, but she is now at death's door. So.
You have life insurance, right?
Right.
Good.
Listen, for myself.
You'll be sad for like 10 minutes until that cash comes in. That helps you forget everything.
Oh, proofreader, I'm so sorry.
It's like a guaranteed Powerball ticket.
That's why this wedding is really going to happen. Yeah.
I'm sorry, proofreader.
Whatever.
Jeez.
It's the same. Listen, she has a better chance. I've had 9 brain surgeries. 10th is taking me out.
When is that wedding? What's the date?
I don't know.
Yeah. Whenever that date is finally set, proofreader.
Oh, my God. Your phone went off again.
That time it was a buzz, but it still made noise.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you, Buzz Lightyear? Oh, the koosh comes out with
noises. I don't know
how
to use my phone. What do you want?
We done?
No.
What does everybody pull
on
their phone?
I'm sending a text.
To see if it's broken or not.
What?
Is it? Go ahead. Send the text.
No, I wasn't sending it to you.
No, well, all right, fine.
Yeah.
What? Lava lamps?
Yeah, hang on. The lava's going back.
I want to go buy a lava lamp now. I want to go buy a lava lamp.
You already have one in your head.
I need to carve out the side of it then so I can watch the show.
Don't do that. It's because that lava's going to hurt you.
You know what lamp I did have when I was younger?
Why?
One of those tornado lamps that makes like the twister of whatever inside of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was awesome.
Are you sure this was real or was this a
dream? No, it was real.
Are you certain?
Yeah, it's still on my old dresser at my mom's house. I'm pretty sure.
Who keeps stuff?
What?
How old are you?
What are you talking about?
Why is that still there?
I don't know, because there's still my crap over there. I didn't
what
take
the ev- hell?
I didn't take everything when I moved out. I didn't have room.
In case she dies? Like,
what?
Hello, nurse. She dies. You have a place to move back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sell the house, too. Extra cash.
Then live in that sweet home. Your mom pays for everything, and then you're set. It's all set right now.
It's the dream.
The plan was to go to Canada, and it's all folding.
the long con.
Yeah. This has all been a wait.
Thank you, Trump.
I'm not sure what that means.
No, see, he got Justin Trudeau mad. Justin Trudeau started poisoning Americans so that we could go and get poisoned so that I could take the antidote. It's really, really long con.
Wow.
It went all the way back to me rigging the election with the Russians' help to get Trump elected.
It went back to you marrying Hello Nurse.
Right?
Holy crap.
Long con. Wow. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, as I was going to say before, proofreader, when he does finally set the date, you should probably get a cupbearer. Get somebody to, like, you know, taste your food and drink your wine before you do, and then if they die, you know, no bueno.
Nah,
might want to invest. Set some money aside now.
I'm going to build traps all around the house. She'll never be able to keep up.
You can't build anything.
I can dig a hole.
We know that.
There we go.
Just deeper and deeper and deeper over time.
Oh, I get it.
So, on the show today, beyond this nonsense, whatever it is that this was.
Yeah, it was everything.
People are, by the way, breaking their legs at Beans and Bumps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple broken ankles.
They're stealing our bit.
I know. We were supposed to do that.
Too late.
We still need to do the video of me hitting that jump
so you
and
have,
not dying.
You could have another broken ankle and neck.
I was going to say, yeah, he'd probably break his neck.
There's going to be lava just all over the floor.
Oh, no, the lamp's broken.
On the show today, that soccer team that was trapped in a cave in Thailand is now free.
I have a question about that.
You have one question?
I have one huge, huge problem with all of it.
I have multiple questions, but I'm looking forward to your one.
The one... The thing where everybody's ignoring about this that I find completely absurd.
Okay.
We're going to talk about during the...
I've got
yeah. segment.
I've got a feeling not everyone's ignoring this. I think I might be one of the ones who's not.
Okay, I'll bring it up. We'll commiserate
we
on it.
We may be on the same page on that one. Mickey has no clue that there were human beings trapped in a cave on the other side of the world. She's giving the thumbs
up.
You got it. You really had no idea. You didn't hear about this at all. Like, not even in, like, the chitter-chatter of these, you know, yuppie parents who bring their skater-punk kids to your park.
No.
You don't hear them talking about, oh, those poor boys trapped in the cave.
Definitely not what they talk about when they're at the park.
What do they talk about while they're at the park?
Their soccer teams and football coming up in school.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Their soccer teams. This should have been, at least my child isn't trapped in a cave.
Yeah.
No, definitely didn't come up.
18 days that went on, and you didn't hear it once.
I have no life.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Yet that phone's making a lot of noise when we're here.
A mysterious find in Egypt has me a bit worried.
Yeah.
I think we all should be concerned.
Just a little.
This is the beginning to a movie with Brendan Fraser in it.
Oh,
let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
It's going to be me versus Google.
Oh, my lava lamp's broken.
That's right, Crisco versus Google. I don't know what this is or why it's happening. It's just written down here.
Don't worry. We're going to explain why this is happening during the segment.
I'm excited.
We're going to replay the moment why this is happening.
I'm excited and scared at the same time.
Yeah.
Like all good adventures should begin.
Let's hope my phone works for this.
It's working now.
Yeah, no, it's working again and again and again. Then we have... An alternative to getting a shot.
If you're afraid of needles.
Okay.
There's a startup that intends to give a better solution.
Nope. It isn't.
No.
No, it's awful.
Nope. Way, way worse.
Oh, it's probably the worst thing you could think of doing.
And if we have time, more shower thoughts. Yeah, what do you think about when you're in the shower? Don't answer that.
I'm not going to.
But... we're going to give you some shower thoughts right here on A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Oh my God. Did they write that specifically for this?
No, that was the Cave Kids, the Flintstone spinoff.
Oh.
He's way too proud of that.
I mean, perfectly, perfectly poignant for this discussion, which this situation is something. It's interesting to me that they're making a movie out of it, because of course they are. But this feels like the kind of thing that should have already been a movie.
It probably was.
Yeah, it was called The Descent, only there weren't any vampire pale humanoids that are blind down there.
Nope.
That we know of, anyway.
Well.
So, and basically, a couple weeks ago, a soccer team in Thailand went missing.
Okay.
Okay. So, people sent out search parties trying to look for them. Somebody happened across this cave complex where they knew, I guess, was a popular spot for children to, like, you know,
explore.
Yeah, explore. Kind of like around here. I don't know if there was any, like...
Just going around the forest. I mean, just what normal kids do.
There's, like, different... Like, I remember where I grew up, there was a clearing in the woods behind the house where kids had built bike ramps, mm-hmm. and they used to jump off of them and things like that. Yeah. So there's things like that. You know, it's places you go to, you know, hang out or whatever. This cave complex was like that. So they went... Somebody went and checked, and they found all these kids' bikes outside of it.
Okay.
So, like, okay. Well, like, they had already been missing for a couple of days. So, here's the problem. It had started raining profusely, okay, and there was a lot of flooding in the area. These kids, led by their soccer coach, who was 20-something years old.
25.
He took the kids into the cave to go exploring, and I guess for it to be like a team-building kind of activity. Yeah, sure, some spelunking with 8-year-olds. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
So he took them into the cave. The rains came quickly, and the cave flooded, trapping them inside.
11 miles inside.
They got 11 miles into the cave.
Yeah.
Well, first, before the floodwaters came, they got lost.
Oh.
And then got trapped inside.
11 miles.
Was it really 11 miles?
I believe they said 11 miles.
That seems
ridiculous. I thought I saw 11 miles. Maybe I was wrong.
I'm going to check.
All right. Just so Thailand kids, how far?
I don't see 11 miles, but something came up about 9/11, and I'm curious about how that ties in.
That really doesn't at all.
You're saying 11 miles. I'm going to go with 11 miles. But in any case,
it was far.
It was way, way in there. But they ended up, like, going in, and they found them.
Okay.
Like, you know, some scuba divers and things went in under the water and traversed the cave, and they ended up finding them in there. So then became the challenge of, because the rains didn't stop, then it became, how do we get them out?
Right.
Because the part of the cave where, like, you could get them out was flooded, and the one space, I know for a fact, was 15 inches wide.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, so claustrophobic at all? You're about to be, especially when they started showing the graphics of how this was going to work.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was insane how to get these rescuers in there.
The images of the divers, like, crawling through that narrow space where literally chest and back have rock against them as
right.
you're squirming through like a worm. And I'm like, no, never.
Well, they had scuba gear on, right?
They did.
Yeah, but how... There's a point where if you're stuck, that's not going to last.
Sure, right.
Yeah. By a miracle, they were able to get all of them out finally.
Over the course of a couple days. Yeah.
It took them a few days. The last of them were removed Thursday morning in Thailand time anyway.
Yeah.
But they were all saved. And with the exception of losing weight by a couple pounds, they're all in decent health,
which
is miraculous,
I mean,
as well.
They're keeping them away from the parents so they have a glass because they don't know technically. They have to do blood tests. They seem fine, but you got to imagine they are sitting by their own feces. They're in water that's stagnant.
Right.
I'm just saying, World War Z started when some kid went underwater and came out with a bite mark on him. So,
gotta watch.
Better it. Keep them behind glass for at least a couple days.
Yeah, yeah. Here, the one thing I saw about the story, and this is where I question it. All these news reports are sitting there going, way to go to the coach, because he gave up his rations. And he pretty much stopped eating and gave them all to the kids.
Okay.
Why are we celebrating him? He brought them to near death.
Yeah, because he decided to take them on a cave adventure.
Yeah, but how were they going to know that the cave was going to get flooded and it was going to pour?
Here's the thing. Like,
I may be wrong, but I believe they told them, do not go in this cave. This wasn't something where it was like, come on in.
Yeah, it's not like around where we live in northeastern Pennsylvania, there's like an attraction. I don't know if it's a state park or whatever, but it's called Crystal Cave.
Right.
So in other words, it's a cave that's specifically been excavated, hollowed out. They have railings in there.
It's meant.
Lit up. It's meant to be traversed by people. This is just like a crack in a mountain where a bear might live.
Yeah, but I think overseas they don't have railings or anything.
They have like, railings in Thailand.
No. I mean, like, they don't, like, actually do what we do here with safety precautions.
I still question the sanity of a person who looks at a dark, abysmal crevasse and says, yes, I shall take these children in there with me. It will be lovely.
I hope he gets something for that.
I don't think anything's going to happen to him.
He should be vilified for that.
The parents have already said they don't blame him. But here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing. I think it's one of those cultural divide things. Like, if this was America, yeah, he'd be sued into, like, the dust that Thanos turned everybody into. Over in Thailand, I don't know if they're a little bit more lax about that kind of thing.
Get murder?
He didn't technically kill anybody.
Yeah, but he put their life in danger, all the rescuers in danger, all because, hey, there's a cave.
So I'm not sure what the charges are in Thailand for almost manslaughter.
He should almost get his hand cut off or something. I don't know.
What?
Go have to... I don't know, but it just seems like we're... But it's our media, too. We're saying he's a good guy. Why?
Because he took care of the kids.
He didn't. He brought them into the cave.
He could have eaten all those rations to himself.
I was ready for her to say
starve.
I was ready for her to say he could have eaten all those kids.
Yeah.
It doesn't. No, he did that so he could save his butt. He brought them all there. He's not a hero.
So if the kids went there without him, then what would be the excuse?
Okay, I'm going to take a bunch of kids and I'm going to bring them into a big area where it's caved in. But because I gave them the food after I brought them in there, well, I'm a hero. You're not a hero if you bring them into somewhere.
Okay, but if this is the kids, for an example, the kids around this area make their own explaining in certain areas.
Yeah.
And there are points in time where they're like, hey, can you come out with us and film or do something, you know, to help show off our bike tricks or scooter tricks or whatever. It wasn't our choice for them to go build this stuff. It still exists and they're going to go do it regardless of if a parent is with them or not.
But you're not being viewed as a hero.
Well, no, because they didn't break anything or hurt themselves.
Here's something that adds a twist to it. One of the divers did die
during
the attempted rescue effort.
So someone's dead because this guy thought, hey, this is a cave. Let's keep them underneath from getting... Oh.
I want to know how big this cave was.
It was big enough. This would be like, okay, Mickey, here's what I'm talking about. Those kids that you had break their legs at your bike park, if you gave them a wrap around their leg, are you a hero at that point?
No.
No, because they hurt themselves at your place.
Yes, but they are still doing it under their own volition.
Okay, if I push a person down and they get a scrape and I put a Band-Aid on them, way to go! Because that's what he did.
He's kind of right about that. He's absolutely correct.
If I bring the kid whose parents brought them into the thing with Harambe, if they get them out, oh, good job. No, you let your kid get into a pit.
I'm still, the kids would have gone there regardless of coach or not.
He brought them there.
If they rode there on their bikes, they probably knew it existed in the first place.
That's a hypothetical question. This is really what happened, though.
We don't know that the kids didn't say, hey, coach, let's go here.
Yes, we do. He took them. He brought them there. That's what happened. He led them into the cave.
Okay, it was actually 1.2 miles, not 11 miles.
Okay.
Still, that's a long way in.
At what point into that cave did you go, well, we're under the rain, let's go take a hike inside a cave?
Yeah, I don't know if the rain started before they got there or not, but here's the thing. I absolutely agree with Lazy E, because the whole reason these kids were there is because the coach led them there.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We do. That's why they were there, because he took them on a team-building adventure.
He brought them to the cave.
That's the thing. Without him, we don't know that they would have gone. But what we do know is with him, they went. That much we know with 100% certainty.
100% they would have gone.
Right.
With him.
Without him, they did go with him.
There's a 50% shot.
Right.
They
did go with him. Without him, we do not know what would have happened, because what did happen was he took them into this dangerous cave. That is how it went.
Okay, have they visited the cave before?
I don't know.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, were these kids there before?
Does it matter?
You know what this is time for?
Oh, boy.
I learned this from when I was down in Texas. This is what you do to someone that's wrong. It's the Mickey's Wrong Dance. Oh, Mickey's wrong!
So I don't know any of these kids. I don't know what they do in their free time. Sounds like they play soccer, though.
Guess what, Mickey? You're wrong.
He's shaking his butt. This
right
is great.
At her.
Look at his butt. Look at what, you've done. Look it.
I've got 30 more seconds.
It looks like he's constipated.
Oh, I'm constipated with being right. I've never listened to this whole song.
It goes for a while, yeah. There's even some circus music in there.
Yeah,
it's great,
got,
right?
We got 20 more seconds. You want to just go for the full thing?
I mean, you might as well.
Oh,
Mickey's wrong! Mickey's wrong! Mickey's wrong! Mickey's wrong! Mickey's wrong! So anyway...
Hang on, it took 9 more seconds.
He is going to drag this out all the way to the end. See, look what you've done.
Mickey's wrong.
Mickey, you can't play devil's advocate with every situation.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you totally can't.
Because in this situation, the devil is wrong.
I'm tired.
Good.
That was probably the most physical activity you've gotten in a long time.
Yeah.
With the exception of when you kicked that remote control car over earlier today.
I did. This is...
My favorite thing that happened with this whole thing, though, is Elon Musk. Did you hear about that?
Oh, of course. Why not? Just add it in. What do you say? Dinosaurs could be made out of those kids?
No, of course. Elon Musk went to the cave. He showed up at the cave.
Of course he did.
Went into the cave with the divers, went exploring along with them to see what was going on. Oh, and he also brought a child-sized submarine with him to help get the kids out, which is awesome.
Why?
Well, because he was trying to help out. I don't know if they actually used it, but I mean, he was endeavoring to help out. Like, he brought this miniature submarine that he had specifically created to help, and he brought it and then was like in the cave.
See, now like, I have a new theory, because we know how much Elon Musk wants to kill us all.
He's Lex Luthor.
I think he made those kids go in there, and this was all for this invention that
Listen,
he made.
Mickey, don't you dare put your hands up like that, because after the claims that you've made here tonight, you have no way to know whether or not that would have happened.
It's
well, then that would make us all wrong, wouldn't it?
I don't even care. If that's correct, that is amazing, and I applaud his tenacity.
Yeah. I'm tenacious.
But yeah, I'm glad that they're safe, that somehow they were able to get them out of there.
And put that coach behind bars.
I mean, I agree, he should never be allowed to be around children alone again, but that's really not, I don't know, it's up to Thai law, and I don't know how Thai things work.
He killed somebody.
I could barely tie a knot. So, I don't really know what happens, you know, over there, if they have, like, different rules or whatever, if guardianship is different somehow, like, I don't know.
Tie a knot.
But In any case, yeah, no, these kids were trapped in there for 2 weeks and are now safe in a hospital, and other than losing a little bit of weight, they're all fine.
Yeah.
Navy SEALs helped. Elon Musk helped. It was like freaking a fairy tale.
Right? It was like the Avengers came together.
Or something. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
They all united into one area.
Yeah, to save the kids. So they're safe, and that's awesome. And I can't wait to see the movie about it.
Oh, it's definitely.
You know the movie is going to have the vampire things from The Descent in it, though, just to make it more interesting. Yeah, because they always have to go hyperbolic when it's in the movie.
There's all these water monsters coming out, and then like an alligator comes out of nowhere for some reason.
The megalodon is living down there.
And then a bear.
Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot.
And then there's, what's that, Liam Neeson? He's like, give me back my kids!
Oh, it's going to be like a fourth Taken movie?
Yeah, fifth.
Oh, my God.
They already had a fourth.
There was a fourth one?
Yeah.
Man, there's an idea that doesn't run dry.
No.
That dude's just an irresponsible parent.
Well, that's what I thought. His wife got kidnapped? His daughter got kidnapped?
Well, no. If you're talking to Mickey, they would have gone away on their own.
They
would have
got kidnapped anyways.
Yeah. Whether those people were there or not, they still would have gone missing from Liam Neeson in those movies, according to Mickey.
You're never going to live this down.
Because you never know what might happen.
You know what?
Let's speculate and blame the kids.
If I would have left a half hour earlier, I could have been eaten by an alligator.
That could have happened, Mickey.
It could have happened.
You don't know.
How do you know? That alligator may have walked then and came to Pennsylvania.
What?
If I would have left a half hour earlier, could have happened.
The alligator wouldn't have missed his flight.
Yeah. Yeah. What if the alligator didn't miss his flight? Could have happened.
I've got nothing.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't. Up next, a mysterious archaeological
fart. Archaeological fart?
A mysterious archaeological find in Egypt has me worried. We'll see how Mickey's logic applies to this one next.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Walk like an Egyptian.
So, from things that will become movies to something that's right out of the movies.
Yeah, it's life imitating art in this situation.
Yep. Horrifying. From sciencealert.com. A massive black sarcophagus has been unearthed in Egypt, and no one has a clue what's inside.
And that's like a coffin, right?
Basically, okay. Yeah. A sarcophagus is like, you know, they find King Tut was inside the big sarcophagus that had his face on it and everything else. So it's like, basically just like a burial type thing. So this thing is huge.
Yeah.
And no one has a clue. And it's just like black.
Well, wasn't the point of a sarcophagus like with the body to embody what would happen in the afterlife? So if this was a bad person, they just got a black box.
I mean, that may be, but I don't know.
Might have been.
Not many. I think I want to say, and maybe I'm wrong about this. Somebody can correct me. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com.
Or Google. Because
there are a lot of smarty pants out
later.
There. Yeah. But I think only Egyptian royalty got the whole mummification and sarcophagus treatment.
I think you're right.
The common person, I mean, the amount of time and in those days resources that went into the mummification process and to procure and manufacture a sarcophagus, it wasn't like they were coming off an assembly line.
Right.
I'm pretty sure only upper echelons of royalty and or important people got buried in this way. So this tells you, not only was this probably someone incredibly evil, but it was also somebody who was incredibly powerful. Is the mummy. I'm waiting for Brendan Fraser to show up and save us before we do something
I'm waiting
foolish.
To find out if Brendan Fraser's still alive.
Yes.
Is he in there?
This is what happened to him. So the question is, should we open it? No! Absolutely not.
I don't know. Terrible idea. I think they should, because I'm interested now.
Archaeological digs around ancient Egyptian sites still have plenty of secrets to give up. Like the huge black granite sarcophagus just discovered at an excavation in the city of Alexandria on the northern coast of Egypt. So that was where the Library of Alexandria also was as well.
It's a whole bunch of books.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just old dictionaries and stuff like
that. It is 72.8 inches tall, 104.3 inches long, and 65 inches wide. It is the biggest ever found in Alexandria.
It's the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, and then there's the large alabaster head discovered in the same underground tomb.
What's an alabaster head?
It's basically like solid white. It's like, and it looks like it looks like a guy.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. It's almost like
a guy with no face.
It's like if you have Caesar's Palace, they have the Caesar statue and the big head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to open it?
Well, let's see.
They have to.
It's a fascinating find for archaeologists.
Why wouldn't they?
This person from the Egypt Ministry of Antiquity says the layer of mortar still intact between the lid and the body of the coffin indicates it hasn't been opened for more than 2,000 years. Let's see.
It's Pandora's box.
That's what I'm saying.
It's literally Pandora's box.
Literally, they're going to open it, and demons and hell are going to fly out of it and consume the earth. That's what's going to happen.
But why aren't they opening it?
Why? I mean...
Why not?
Oh, yeah. I like his idea that an archaeological find, they found a sarcophagus. What are we going to do? Get a crowbar in there. Just pry the lid off of it.
I don't know.
They've got to go through a lot of steps. They're going to, like, you know, they're going to carefully document everything. They're going to do x-ray scans.
So they are going to open it, though.
I mean, eventually, I imagine they're going to attempt to, or at least they're going to try and see what's inside using some other means, whether it's x-rays or something or another.
God, what a tiring job that is. Like, just open it. Just open it. Stop this, like, all this mumbo jumbo. Stop thinking about it. Open it. That is the way you find out.
I love this. I love the fact that we found this horrifying huge thing that might contain a monstrosity of some kind, and his first response is, oh yeah, no, just open it.
Yeah,
just do it.
Open.
Caution to the wind.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com. You tell me I'm right. Email us. You open the box.
Why does it look so different than all the rest of them, though?
That's what I'm saying. You gotta open it. It's like a Christmas gift. Do you leave your Christmas gift closed because it was for Christmas? Yeah, and I didn't want to open it.
You've got to find out that the zombie hell beast that's being trapped in there, you got to find out why it's in there, and the only way to do that is to open it.
Yeah. What's going to happen if we don't open it? We're going to have a box. Great.
Yeah, and our lives, too. No. I'm assuming whatever's in there is going to kill all of us.
So what? At least we know.
It's patient zero. That's what it is. Yeah, some hellish disease is going to come out of there and wipe out humankind. And he just wants to open it.
Yeah.
Just open it. Stick your tongue in there and just lick everything.
I've told you this before. I'm a guy that I have, like, my biggest fear is, like, dying before, like, a TV show ends. Because I don't want to not know the end.
Dude, I've had that thought. Think about this for a second. Maybe not her, because she doesn't care about it. One day, there's going to be a TV show or a book or a movie that's going to come out that you're really looking forward to, and you're going to die before you get to witness it.
Or, like, the end of a trilogy.
Horrifying.
That's terrible. And this is it. So we have the box.
So you want to find out what's inside the haunted Cracker Jack box before you get hit by a bus.
Yeah. This is like seeing a trailer to a movie. We're looking at the trailer.
Okay. So you send them a letter and tell them what you think they should do.
What is it? Sarcophagus@AOL.com?
Sarcophagus@ Juno.com.
Okay.
And you can just tell them you will volunteer your services. You will come over there and pry the lid off.
I don't like airplanes.
And you will stuff whatever's in there down the front of your pants.
That is completely not what I said.
You got to get the full experience.
That doesn't make sense.
He just said it on a freak accident.
I like chicken wings. I don't stick them down my pants for the full experience. I'll be there when they open it.
That you're
care.
Willing to admit online, even though you just did.
What?
What?
Listen.
It happened.
I will go down there while they open it, because I don't have the tools to do it.
Lazy E, carries chicken wings in his underwear. You heard it here on a freak accident.
Well, you got to have
those
a snack
facts.
For later.
Those are facts.
But that's not to enjoy it. That's just a good carrying place.
But he also enjoys it.
Yeah, but that's just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
Well, it was the first time. Because I didn't know. Now it's a backpack and a pleasure.
Yeah.
No, but I'll go there. Okay. To watch it get opened.
Good.
Yeah.
They can put you between themselves and the sarcophagus when they finally open that lid.
What if I make friends with the ghost? I'll be his only friend because I'm the only one that would let him out.
That's a good point.
Why would you want to... It's like the kid, like, you see, like, he's really weird and you think, he might be the guy that shoots up a place. You be friends with him.
Yeah.
Because he'll remember that.
When the demon lord of the ninth level of the abyss emerges, he's going to look at Lazy E and say, friend.
Yeah, he'll be like, yo, Lazy E, what's going on?
Except he's not going to say it. He's going to draw a picture of, like, a guy hugging you because that's hieroglyphics. And that's all they know how to say.
Oh, that's awesome. Then you have, the best charades partner ever. That's so cool.
He's actually winning me over to his argument with this line of thinking.
I'm saying a freak accident all the way behind this. Open the box.
Yeah.
Hashtag open the box.
Yeah. Mickey, what do you think?
I don't care.
I'm dying to know what your thoughts on this are.
I'm thinking they're going to open the box and it's going to be two actual sarcophagus side by side. Just because of the size.
Oh, she thinks it's going to be like one of those Russian nesting dolls.
You got it.
Like they're going to open it. It's just going to be smaller sarcophaguses, one after the other.
And then inside it's hieroglyphics that said, fooled you.
I was going to say, it's just a hieroglyphic of a middle finger.
Sounds about right.
But that would be great. I actually would enjoy that.
Now there's a long con.
Yeah.
2,000 years. Jeez.
Yeah. Some pharaoh sitting there going, oh. Well, no, he's dead, so he would have been.
Don't open that box.
Now open it.
Don't
we just said to open it.
Don't open it.
Hashtag open the box.
Up next, it's me versus Google. I don't know why, but we're doing it on a freak accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
If you're just plain dumb and you can't spell umbrella, if you're looking for a girl or a rich and a better, you can Google it, oh yeah. You can Google it, oh yeah.
Or apparently, ask Crisco?
Well, according to
it's
you...
It's like the poverty version of Ask Jeeves.
Ask Crisco? No. Ask Jeeves is the poverty version of Ask Jeeves. No, you... This all happened... 2 weeks ago when we had our last new episode.
Okay.
Okay. This was a conversation about a place that we didn't know where it was. It was about how people celebrated the 4th of July.
Okay.
Okay? And this is exactly how it went down. I edited out the middle because we didn't need that, but here we go.
Not the way the towns of Bolinas and Stinson Beach do it. Every 4th...
Where's that at?
I have no idea.
It doesn't say a state even?
It doesn't. I'm assuming California, maybe?
Sure, go for it.
That's why not.
Well, tell me how to spell
it.
It
literally
of
doesn't say in the article, and
tell
I don't know
one
where
of
these...
Them.
I'm not a geography expert. I don't know.
Okay, but Google is.
Yeah.
We can make
tell
Google
me
do the
what
work.
What is the place, one of the places?
Bolinas.
So they do this tug of war in what?
Every 4th of July, the two towns reignite a feud.
California.
Why did we even need to waste that time? I had the answer.
See? You insinuated you're better than Google.
Right after I said I was not a geography expert.
Does not matter.
Took a shot in the dark.
Why did we even search it? That was the word you said. The phrase you said.
Okay, so what's the point of this exercise that
we're
about to undergo?
We're going to see if you're actually smarter than Google.
I never claimed to be smarter
you
than Google.
You have said this multiple times on the show. Why are we even Googling it? I know I'm right.
I might have said that.
Several shows.
You find it more than that time that it just happened in that episode.
Listeners, just go back to the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. Episodes.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, good. Good thing we didn't say that on the mic. Otherwise, then they'd think that we were just out to try and get more downloads.
We'll edit that in post.
Right.
Yep. All right. So the game is simple. I ask a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey will have to type in Google. You can't use the voice thing like she was going to have me while I'm saying it. so it would Google it immediately.
So this is actually interesting, though, because like, do you remember the days before we carried a supercomputer in our pocket where if you wanted to know who that guy was in that movie, you had to try and find somebody who knew or go to the library and look it up?
Yeah, it was way more fun that way.
Right.
So the way we're going to do this is you have to use your name as a buzzer. Once you have the answer or you think you have the answer, say either Mickey, Crisco, and we'll know who gets the answer.
I'm just going to spit out random facts.
No,
and
hope you got to at least try, okay? Okay, but you only get one guess.
Okay. Oh, what? That's not fair. Google gives you many, many pages of search results.
Well, yeah, that is kind of true.
That's supposed to be the fun of it.
Oh, but I'm not allowed to guess more than
you
that.
Have many.
I don't get any pages.
Your lava lamp has waves of the pages. So, eat that. All right? You ready to play this game?
I think, sure. Let's try.
I bet you Google would know if you're ready. All right.
Alexa, am I ready? I don't know an Alexa.
Have you done that multiple times before? Alexa, turn on the TV. Hours later. Oh, damn it. That lava wasn't working today. Okay. Here comes the first question. What does DACA stand for? DACA.
DACA?
Like
D-A-C-A?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something.
You gotta say your name.
That, I know. I'm trying to work through it, though. That's something that Trump was talking about. Yeah. I know.
Say your name once you have the answer.
My phone froze.
Well, this isn't Google.
He's got time.
I mean, I'm not frozen. The lava's just slowly working its way up the tube. DACA.
Say your name once you have it right.
Of course, on the spot, I don't remember.
Okay.
Google. So you got to say your name.
Why? It's not me. It's Google.
No, but you're the
She's
one
technically
searching.
Right. It's Google who's doing
okay,
it.
Okay, say Google.
Google.
I am grabbing that as a drop. You.
DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Yeah, something immigration.
No, it's too late. You already missed the boat on this one. Well, so did the people in DACA.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That
was bad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll fix it in post. It'll be fine.
So, Google 1, Crisco 0. Mm. Okay. Here's the next question. Who is now the third richest person in the world?
Crisco.
Okay, go.
Mark Zuckerberg?
You are right.
Ah! Eat it, Google!
Well, that was twice we said eat it as an insult. Bring it out. We're getting t-shirts that just say eat it. A freak accident. Eat it.
And Crisco's spitting out his drink.
We gotta get our voice guy to do that.
That water went up my nose.
Yeah, correct. All right, Google, Mickey. Google, Crisco, die. Or Gugu.
Yeah, who's okay. Gugu?
All right.
Is she even on the right site?
Probably not.
Yeah. Are you on like the
She's at Gugu.com. Yeah, yeah. It's just the Goo Goo Dolls website. What have they done since 1996? Nothing.
She's the first person that like, meanwhile, what you would call it, sitting there going, oh my God, Johnny Resnick. He's sitting there going, I knew that name. I knew the lead singer of the
Are you
Goo
looking
Goo
forward to seeing them at the county fair?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I met the dude once.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Now, Crisco, this is going to hurt your soul if you get this wrong, because this is all your being is this question.
I can't wait to fail.
In a traditional black and tan, what beers are used?
Like types of beers?
Yeah, there are two beers that are used in a black and tan.
Crisco.
Go for it.
Stout and lager.
Give me brand.
Oh, God. A traditional?
A traditional.
Guinness and... What? There's so many lagers.
But the traditional one.
I don't know. Sam Adams.
I could have answered this without Google.
But go ahead.
Guinness and Bass Ale.
No.
Well... That would have been my answer, too, from bartending.
No, but if you go traditional black and tan, according to what I found.
Did you find it on Google?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's Harp and Guinness.
Hmm. I was half right.
Harp.
That's well. That's what I've been told.
The that's okay. Was,
so well, either way, it's a tie.
I was half right.
Yeah.
Well, so was
and
she.
And 3/4 of the way right on the lager part.
So that's up in the air still, but still.
Okay, hard. Fine.
I was gonna say drinks kind of are.
We'll call that one a wash then.
Yes.
Neither gets the point.
Okay. Next question. Weezer recently covered the song Africa. Who originally sang it?
Crisco.
Go for it.
Toto.
Crisco, 2, Google, 1. Fight. All right. Who recently tricked Sarah Palin by pretending to be a wounded veteran?
Crisco. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, snap. Guess what he saw? He saw 3 points to Google's 1.
I watched the news.
I actually told Hello Nurse to turn off the news when you came down because they were talking about it. I was like,
okay.
All right. What makes an engine a V6?
Crisco. The number of pistons? Does that count? Is that the right, not the right verbiage?
I don't think that's right. I mean, I don't know anything about cars. I had to Google
it. You have the answer?
I have the answer, but I had to Google it.
Okay,
so... I don't know if that's what you call them also. Go for it.
A V6 engine is a V engine with 6 cylinders mounted on the crankshaft.
Cylinders, yeah. So I had the right line of thinking, just the wrong verbiage.
2-3. 2-3.
Uh-huh. Not a gear junkie.
All right, Google could tie with Crisco right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crisco could take home the win.
All right.
Going a little, I guess, science? Yeah, this would be science. What is a calorie?
Something you're not supposed to eat too much of.
That's not an official answer.
All right. Crisco.
Okay.
Oh, God, I can't remember exactly, and I don't know if this is going to be worthy of the point or not, but it's somehow measured when you burn the substance. It's the number of units of something that comes off of it. It's like the units are measured by burning it. I know that much. Yeah. It's the time that it takes to burn or something. You use that to measure the caloric content.
There's a lot more. Compared to what, yeah.
Compared to... I know it too.
Yeah, you gotta at least give me the substance it is.
Compared to
fat,
like right?
What do you have to burn?
What do you have to burn?
Like what? Yeah, I guess that would be it.
Whatever the food item is to determine what's in it, right?
The measurement. What are you comparing it to?
Yeah.
Burning off.
Blank of blank.
Been a while since chemistry, man.
The most basic element.
Don't hint. No.
Well, I've already got the
hydrogen is the most basic element.
Oh, this is true.
Well, that was your fault. Google couldn't help you with that one.
Yeah, because I listened to Mickey.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
The energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water through 1
degree of Celsius.
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Water was the correct answer. So we need something to break this tie, and I'm going to have to come up with something on the spot. This is not good.
We don't need to break the tie. I matched Google 3-3. I think that's a fair accomplishment.
Do we just continue it next week?
Sure.
The final round is next week.
Oh, God. Okay, good. We'll do another round of questions next week.
Yeah, and that will be the determining round.
Okay. So for right now, I'm just as good as Google.
So far, the continuation is next week.
So come back next week for that. Amazing.
For episode 2.
Up next, if you're afraid of needles, guess what? Needles? I don't know why you got needles from Goo Goo. If you're afraid of needles, you're about to be more afraid on a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Everybody! What? What? Yeah!
I'll tell you, I don't like shots. Not a big fan.
I love shots, whether it's whiskey, whether it's tequila.
I'm talking about
needles. Oh, yeah, those, no. Don't like those either. Never been a fan.
Ever tell you the story about when I was working with Kid, how I realized how cool of a guy that guy was? We had to get flu shots. Like, they just paid for us to get flu shots because we couldn't afford anybody getting sick. So we're in there, and I'm, like, my hand shaking because this is a big needle. And I'm, like, sitting there. I look nervous. He comes by me, and he goes, "Are you nervous?" He goes, "There's nothing to be nervous about." And he just starts talking to me, and he goes, "Oh, by the way, that's over." And I was like, "You took the time." He hardly knew me at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, "That was cool."
Yeah, okay. I don't like needles, though. Never been a fan. Don't enjoy it. It's painful.
And then it's sore afterwards.
Yeah, I don't like pain. You know, so it's like, eh.
And Mickey's going to be like, "I don't care."
Yeah, no, I don't.
No,
I know. Whatever.
Look at her bony arms, though. It just probably doesn't even hit muscle. It just goes right to scraping the calcium off your digits. So, hey, if you don't like needles either, there's an alternative.
Oh, this is amazing.
No, it is not.
No, it's
awful. It is amazingly horrible. The good news is, and this is from USA Today, there is a startup in Silicon Valley that's about to begin testing a solution for everyone who hates getting shots at the doctor. So, rather than getting a needle stuck into your arm or your leg or your butt or wherever it happens to go, you swallow a needle instead.
A bunch of little needles.
You swallow them?
I know. Great plan, right? Because I don't like getting a needle in my arm, but I'd love to fill my intestines with them.
So here's the thing. It goes down into your stomach area. There's no pain receptors.
Okay.
That's why.
It's still carving up your insides.
That's what I'm thinking. Who's going to be the test subject for this?
Yeah. Swallow all of these sharp instruments and let us know how it goes.
Well, are they putting it in like a plastic capsule?
Yes.
So that way it's not sharp.
Guess what,
down?
Though? You know what does have pain receptors? Your butthole. So when those come out, it is not going to be pleasant.
Do they dissolve? Does it say?
Well, let's see. The company is called Rani Therapeutics. They've created a capsule with tiny needles that you swallow. It travels through your system and then cracks open in your intestines and jabs you with a dose of the medicine.
Intestines. All right.
They say it doesn't hurt because your intestines don't have pain receptors like your skin does, so you won't feel anything. Okay, it says the needle breaks down and your body flushes it out.
But what if it doesn't break down?
Right, that was going to be my next thing. What if it doesn't break down? Because not everything breaks down in there all of the time.
Eat corn.
Right. They're starting clinical tests now. If you're one of the... Mickey!
Oh,
you
Mickey!
Were,
yes!
You were a guinea pig at one point. You need to get in on this and then give us reports about how it's going.
I could do that.
Suffer.
And whether or not you're pooping just gallons of blood because your insides are just being carved up by tiny little razor blades.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
You would eat needles. Why don't we just get her a bag of needles and just have her eat them?
That is not the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Basically,
okay, we'll put it in a capsule and you'll eat it.
There you go. They make capsules. We can just put one together.
Yeah
we'll be
get
fine.
Get one of those dog chewing things and then we'll just put them in there.
Yeah. Just wrap a needle in hamburger meat and just feed it to her. She won't even know the difference.
I know.
Like Chris Pratt said.
Yeah.
Hide it in a piece of cheese. She'll go for it.
We're going to do that.
We have to.
We're just gonna have,
if I'm going to go off a jump at your skate park, you have to eat a needle. That's the deal.
No.
Sounds terribly unfair.
Don't worry. We're going to work this out, and then it'll be fine. This seems like a terrible idea.
I
don't like
there's
this.
There's nothing. This is about as smart as that guy who took the kids into the cave. This is not smart.
Yeah, it's something else going into a cave of sorts.
Think about mine. I have a megacolon. I wouldn't even remember taking that pill, and then a month later, I'd be like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
it probably would have dissolved by then.
No.
Oh, here come my organs, which have conveniently been sawed loose.
Yeah. Or what if it sews it together? If it's like,
what if it gets stuck? Like, what if the needle punctures your insides or whatever? And what if it just gets stuck there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why you can't just swallow a pill that has the
the medicine
body,
in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and your body absorb it.
I don't know.
I think there is a reason why we can't do that.
Well, when you get a shot, it doesn't necessarily go directly into the vein either, right? They stick it in your muscle tissue.
I think it depends on what kind of medicine, too, because I've had some go into the vein.
Okay, but, like, why wouldn't it be... Like, I don't know, some, like, you know, diabetics stick themselves in the leg with their insulin shots, and...
I think something like, maybe because the body absorbs
you
it.
So, but this is what I'm saying, is, like, you don't have to stick it necessarily in a specific place, so why can't you just swallow it?
Because they're needles. We're not supposed to swallow needles.
Unless it's in the vein, which, like, I've never had to get a shot in my vein.
Oh, why are you talking... Why does it have to be in a needle?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it has to do with, like, maybe it's a...
Well, that's what she's asking. Like, why do we need to get them in needles in the first place? Why can't we just swallow it in a pill?
You know, maybe it has to be absorbed...
Through, like the musculature?
Yeah, or like through the intestines, it would go into your organs and be absorbed that way. If it just goes in your stomach, it might just go through the liver and be processed.
Oh, so you're saying,
out.
Like, maybe it's because if it's in the muscle, then the blood flow through the muscle yeah. carries it to elsewhere in the body?
That's
yeah, that could
probably
be.
It.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Hello Nurse guess. Probably knows the answer, but I'm not going to go downstairs and wake her up while she's sick.
Google it.
Fine. You that could be the tiebreaker then.
No, now you have time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My concern would be, okay, it goes inside you and it sticks you in the intestine though, and then like doesn't come out and it just stays there. Because like after you're into the intestines, right? Aren't you past like the stomach acids and things that actually break things down?
I thought you were gonna leave. I didn't think you were gonna say acids. I didn't think you were gonna end with.
Okay, you weren't expecting those last few letters.
I was like, that's not how anatomy works, Crisco.
Admittedly, I don't know anatomy.
Are you sure? I think that's how yours work. Works, isn't it?
No, it doesn't get past that and then goes back into my intestines.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing gets past that.
That's
no.
true.
So, yeah, I don't know. This feels like it could go very poorly. I won't be swallowing a needle anytime soon.
I won't do it if they pass it. Like, if it goes through all the proper testing, nope.
Nope, I'll still do shots. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shot.
Or I'll just die of a disease. I don't care.
He'll go open the sarcophagus and die.
Yeah, I will open the sarcophagus. And, yeah, boom.
We'll throw you in a sarcophagus what and leave makes... you as a surprise for somebody 2,000 years from now.
What if it makes me immortal?
Oh, no.
Immortal. Yes.
I love this idea. That does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Be sure to visit our website. It's afreakaccident.com. You can click the podcast button, find every episode we've ever done. You can click connect and find links to us on social media. If you liked the show, and we certainly hope that you did, make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming service, be it Google Play Music or Apple Podcasts. Leave us a good review. Every good review that we get helps us climb a little bit higher in the territory of getting noticed. And we're also available everywhere else podcasts are downloaded. And the email for anything at all, including if you want free stickers, just email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Next week, I guess, is going to be the tie-breaking game between me and Google, unless we tie again, then who the heck?
Oh, then it just keeps going.
And also, Scotland has a plan for when the Loch Ness Monster is finally found.
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster.
I don't know what accent that was, but we don't need to revisit accents, do we?
No.
Please, no.
Go back to the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. You'll see.
So thank you for listening. We'll be back again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.